Hello, welcome to High Plains Public Radio. This is Freddie Gipp. I'm an enrolled member of the Apache Tribe of Oklahoma, and my Indian name is Saint Tompa, meaning lead horse in the Kiowa language. I'll be your book discussion leader for the 2018 National Book Award finalist, Where the Dead Sit Talking, by Cherokee author Brandon Hobson. In our previous discussions of Where the Dead Sit Talking, we introduced a story about a young Native American boy named Sequoia living with his new foster family, Harold and Agnes Trout, and their two foster children, Rosemary and George. We dived into a few key themes, such as displacement, with Sequoia often finding himself in peculiar situations alone, late at night and wandering, to death and their infatuation, and continuous references with the inevitable phenomenon. But we must first explore the most important theme of the book, in my opinion, which focuses around resilience. What does it mean to be resilient? A characteristic often associated with persistence, overcoming obstacles, and conquering the most daunting tasks and feats. Who or what do we think of when we align our definition of resilience? The best thing about this question is that there is no right answer. That's for you to decide. Our Native American people are the prime definition of resilience. Based upon the history in which we have endured for centuries, we have constantly found a way to thrive, even in the most bleak periods of time, such as the Indian Removal Act, Dawes Allotment Act, and the detrimental period of termination by the federal government in the mid-20th century, where they stripped many tribal nations of their federal recognition, thus terminating and assimilating into common society. Sequoia's story is no different and abides by the simple narrative that you must keep going. You must continue to do what is necessary, otherwise you will get left behind. In his situation, living a life in which he doesn't look forward to what other kids find exciting develops his role of analyzing situations around him differently. His fascination with death and the darkness around it comes with his ever-endearing love for Rosemary, which later became the bane of his existence. Rosemary eventually ostracizes him shortly after returning from a multiple-day hiatus from the Trouts. He is left with questions that only she can answer but refuses. Sequoia became persistent and adamant about comforting Rosemary, never wanting to leave her side, but to much of her dismay, and when she committed suicide, he still didn't give up. Today, Native Americans, especially our youth, face some of the worst suicide rates in this country. While we are a minute population, factors such as substance abuse, higher rates of poverty, unemployment, and geographic isolation play a huge part in this problem. It's a sad and terrible thing to go on social media and see yet another colleague, whether mutual or not, commit suicide. It has almost become a normality for many young Native Americans, which isn't right. The conditions have only worsened over the years for tribes and have prompted leaders to counteract this epidemic. This is Freddie Gipp. I was born and raised in Lawrence, Kansas, where I graduated from the University of Kansas in 2016 with a degree in strategic communications from the William Allen White School of Journalism. I currently run my own small consulting firm called Lead Horse LLC, which focuses on utilizing Native American power celebrations as an effective economic driver for urban and rural communities.
Find more at hppr.org or like us on Facebook.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.